if he's a big hog, you'd have to get a mule to drag him up to where you were going to butcher him. And then you would hang him up by his feet. And, well, let me go back before you do that. When you drag him up there to, before you start butchering on him, you had to have your water hot. Mm-hmm. And two or three big pots that had been heating water in for several hours. That was always my job, to keep the wood around the pot. And you'd have hot water. And right beside the pot, you would have a drum, 50-gallon drum, that you would put this hot water in, and this would be big enough to hold the hog. Mm-hmm. You would take the hog and put him down head first into this hot scalding water. And you would pull him, turn him over, and let him set a while. This water had to be the right temperature. If you got it too hot, it would set the hair on the hog. It just wouldn't turn it loose. If you had it the right temperature, the hair would turn loose real good. It would pull out of the meat. And then you would have to take the hog out, turn around, and stick him back down in there, hind end, and scald that end. Then you would pull him out on a board or a piece of tin and start scraping. Take some knives and start scraping this hide off of the hog. After you get it all scraped, some of it probably wouldn't come too good right around the head. You would have to take some more hair that you scraped off of the rest of the hog and pack it around those parts that wouldn't turn loose, and pour scalding water back on him. It's just like a man shaving. This hair would hold the heat in there to him, and it would make that hair turn loose. Then you could finish scraping the hog, and then you would hang him up by his hind feet, and you would gut him, catch the guts in the tub, and well, you could get your chitlins out of there.
Mm-hmm. What would you call the inside parts that you'd eat?
Well, you would have the liver. You would eat the liver. And that's about all that you would eat off of the insides, all that we ate. Of course, I have seen some colored men, when we would kill hogs, they would catch the blood in the cups and drink the blood.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear of haslet or pluck or lights?
Well, we never did eat that parts, the lights or anything like that. Mm-hmm. The lungs or, mm-hmm. We never did eat anything like that.
Say if meat had been kept too long, you say the meat was...
Huh?
If meat's been kept too long, you say that the meat has...
Spoiled.
Okay. And say you might take the trimmings and slice them up, and what would you make out of them?
Well, you could make stew meat.
Mm-hmm. Or if you grind them and season them, you
well, make... you make your sausage out of that. You would take your a whole lot of these, like you say, the scraps, and then you would mix some fat with it and grind those. That would come in probably the next day. You'd have to grind your sausage out either the next day if you kill four or five hogs. Mm-hmm. It was about a 3-day job.
What can you make with the meat from its head?
Well, you use, they call hog jaws, which you just, it's just meat. Mm-hmm. And you take your hog head, you make hog head sauce, hog head chow out of some of it you take and grind up.
Chow?
Hog head chow. Some of them call it, yeah, that's what you call it.
You ever heard of something called scrapple or paw toss that you make?
Mm-mm. No, I haven't.